This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So we've been diving deep into all this stuff about getting noticed online, all these tips and tricks. Mm-hmm. But let's face it, sometimes it feels like you're just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, keywords are important a lot, but it's like Google's gotten wise to all the tricks, right?
It's not just about stuffing your content full of buzzwords anymore. It's about something way more, well, substantial. Like, are you the real deal or just a bunch of noise? Mm-hmm. And that's where this whole EAT thing comes in.
You hit the nail on the head. And, you know, we were looking at this article, EAT and SEO, Expertise, Authoritativeness, and Trustworthiness in Content by Joe Medico. And it really digs into all of that.
It does. It's like EAT is the new SEO, right? It's about Google actually trying to figure out if your content is, you know, actually good. Like, does it come from a place of real expertise, authority, and trust? Because at the end of the day, that's what we all want as users, right?
Right.
Reliable information we can actually use.
Exactly. It's about credibility, right? It's not just about gaming the system anymore. It's about actually being credible. And, you know, the article breaks down these three components of EAT really well.
Yeah. Let's unpack them one by one. So first up, expertise. Sounds pretty straightforward. But what does it actually mean in the context of SEO?
Well, at its most basic level, expertise is about the knowledge and skill of the person creating the content, right? Like, yeah. Are they qualified to be talking about this stuff? And the article really stresses that this is especially important when you're dealing with, you know, information that could potentially have a big impact on people's lives, like health advice or financial guidance.
Yeah, you're not going to take financial advice from some random person on the internet, are you? You want someone with, you know, actual credentials and experience, someone who knows what they're talking about.
Exactly. And Google's getting better and better at recognizing that, too. And then you have authoritativeness, which is sort of like the next level up, right? It's not just about having the knowledge, it's about being recognized as an authority in your field.
So it's like, okay, you might know a lot about something, but do other people see you as an expert? Do they trust your opinion? And how does that play out online?
Right. So the article talks about things like backlinks, right? That's when other authoritative websites in your field link to your content. It's like they're vouching for you, saying, hey, this website knows what they're talking about.
So it's not just about how much you know, it's about who's recognizing your knowledge.
Yeah.
Like who's giving you that digital stamp of approval.
Exactly. And the article also mentions things like mentions in other authoritative places online and just generally having a good reputation within your industry. It's about building that authority over time.
And then the third piece of the EAT puzzle is trustworthiness. This one feels pretty intuitive. I mean, we all want to get our information from sources we trust, right? But what are the specific things that contribute to that sense of trust online?
So the article talks about transparency being a big factor. Like, are you clearly citing your sources so people can verify the information you're presenting? Do you have a clear and easily accessible privacy policy so users know how their data is being handled? And are the individuals behind the content clearly identified?
Right. It's about being upfront and honest with your audience, not hiding behind anonymity or vague claims. People want to know who they're dealing with and that you're not trying to pull a fast one on them.
Exactly. And, you know, it might seem like a small thing, but simply putting a name and a face to the content creators can go a long way in establishing that trust. It humanizes the whole experience.
So just to recap, expertise is about having the knowledge and skills. Authoritativeness is about being recognized as an expert, and trustworthiness is about being transparent and reliable. And all of this together makes up EAT, which is becoming increasingly important for SEO.
It is. It's like Google's trying to reward websites that are genuinely providing valuable and trustworthy information, which at the end of the day is a good thing for everyone, right?
Absolutely. So let's dive a bit deeper into why this is all so important, especially right now. I mean, we're always hearing about algorithm updates and SEO changes, but what's so special about EAT? Why is it suddenly such a big deal?
Well, for one thing, Google is really cracking down on websites that are providing misleading or inaccurate information, especially in sensitive areas like health, finance, and, well, anything that could have a big impact on someone's life.
Right. Those are the your money or your life areas, or YMYL, as they're called in the article. So if you're in one of those spaces, you really need to make sure your EAT is on point. Because if it's not, Google might not even show your website in the search results.
Exactly. They're trying to protect users from potentially harmful or misleading information. And you know, it goes beyond just pleasing Google too. Like, think about it from the user's perspective. When you land on a website that clearly demonstrates expertise, authority, and trustworthiness, you're naturally going to be more inclined to trust the information they're providing.
Right. You just feel safer, right?
Yeah.
You're more likely to engage with the content, maybe even become a loyal follower if you know that the source is credible and reliable. It's about building that relationship of trust.
Exactly. And that trust translates into a better user experience, which can lead to all sorts of positive outcomes like increased engagement, higher conversion rates, and just generally a more successful online presence.
So it's not just about gaming the algorithm. It's about creating a genuinely valuable and trustworthy online experience for your audience. And that's something that Google can recognize and reward. It's a win-win for everyone involved.
It is. So the big question becomes, how do you actually improve your EAT? What are some concrete steps you can take to boost your expertise, authority, and trustworthiness in the eyes of both Google and your audience?
Well, the article offers some really great advice on that front. One of the things that really stood out to me was the importance of bringing in expert contributors. If you're not an expert in a particular area yourself, why not partner with someone who is?
Right. It's like leveraging the power of collaboration. If you're tackling a complex topic, having an actual expert contribute to your content can instantly boost your credibility. It shows that you're serious about providing accurate and reliable information.
And it's not just about having someone with a fancy title. It's about finding people who are genuinely passionate and knowledgeable about the subject matter. People who can bring a unique perspective and insights to the table.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the whole backlink thing, which we touched on earlier. Earning high-quality backlinks from authoritative websites in your industry is one of the most powerful ways to boost your authoritativeness in Google's eyes.
Yeah, it's like getting those endorsements from other respected players in the game. It shows that you're not just some random website, but that you're actually part of a larger community of experts and thought leaders.
And you know, what's really interesting is that the article suggests that the relevance of those backlinks is becoming increasingly important. So it's not just about getting a link from any old authoritative website. It's about getting links from websites that are specifically relevant to your niche.
So if you're running a website about gardening, a backlink from a well-respected gardening magazine would carry more weight than a backlink from, say, a general news website.
Exactly. It's about those contextual connections. Google is getting better and better at understanding the nuances of different industries and topics.
Makes sense. Another key takeaway from the article is the importance of clear and transparent authorship. It might seem obvious, but you'd be surprised how many websites still hide behind anonymity or vague bylines.
Right. And in today's world where trust and transparency are so important, that's just not going to cut it. People want to know who's creating the content they're consuming. They want to see a name, a face, a bio, something that gives them a sense of the person behind the words.
And it's not just about building trust with your audience. It's also about taking responsibility for the information you're putting out there. When you put your name on something, you're essentially saying, I stand behind this content. I believe in it. And I'm willing to be held accountable for it.
Exactly. And that level of accountability goes a long way in establishing credibility and trust. And speaking of accountability, the article also emphasizes the importance of accurate citations. If you're making claims or presenting information, you need to back it up with solid evidence.
Right. It's about showing your work. Don't just tell me something is true. Show me where you got that information from. Provide those links, those references, those citations, so I can verify it for myself.
Exactly. It's about being transparent and rigorous in your research. And, you know, it's not just about avoiding plagiarism or accusations of making things up. It's about adding that extra layer of depth and credibility to your content. It shows that you've done your homework.
And it also helps your readers go deeper into the subject matter if they want to. Those citations can be like little rabbit holes that lead them to even more valuable and interesting information. And finally, the article touches on something that might seem a bit technical, but is actually crucial for building trust online. Website privacy and security.
Yeah, this is something that a lot of people overlook, but it's incredibly important. In today's world where data breaches and privacy violations are becoming increasingly common, people are rightfully concerned about how their information is being handled online.
Absolutely. And if you're asking people to trust you with their personal information, whether it's their email address or their credit card number, You need to demonstrate that you take their privacy and security seriously.
Right. So make sure you have a clear and easily accessible privacy policy that outlines exactly how you collect, use, and protect user data. And make sure your website is secure, especially if you're handling any sensitive information.
It's about building that foundation of trust from the ground up. Because at the end of the day, if people don't feel like their information is safe with you, they're not going to trust you, period.
Exactly. So just to quickly recap some of the key takeaways from this article for our listeners, EAT is becoming increasingly important for SEO. Google is using it to determine which websites to rank higher in search results. And it's especially important for websites in those YMYL categories, where accuracy and trustworthiness are paramount.
But it's not just about pleasing Google. It's also about creating a better user experience and building a stronger online reputation. When you focus on EAT, you're essentially saying, we're the real deal. We know what we're talking about, and you can trust us.
And you know, the great thing is that there are some really concrete steps you can take to improve your EAT. You can bring in expert contributors, earn high-quality backlinks, be transparent about your authorship, cite your sources accurately, and make sure your website is secure and respects user privacy.
It's about taking a holistic approach to building a trustworthy and authoritative online presence. And it's something that you should be constantly working on, refining, and improving. Because in the ever-evolving world of SEO, the only constant is change.
It is. And you know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the most important thing for our listeners to remember is this. EAT isn't just some technical SEO trick. It's about creating content that is genuinely valuable, credible, and trustworthy. It's about building a real connection with your audience based on mutual respect and shared values. And in today's world, that's more important than ever.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So as you continue to explore ways to get more visibility online, remember that it's not just about chasing algorithms or gaming the system. It's about building something real, something authentic, something that people can actually trust. And that's what EAT is all about.
It is. And you know, it's like, think about it. When you come across a website that you really trust, a website that you know is going to provide you with accurate and reliable information, how does that make you feel?
It makes you feel confident, right? Like you can relax and actually absorb the information without having to second guess everything you read. It's a good feeling.
It is. And that's the kind of feeling you want to create for your audience. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to keep them coming back for more.
Absolutely. So, as you continue on your journey to build a successful online presence, remember that EAT isn't just a checkbox to tick off. It's a mindset, a commitment to excellence, and a way of building a truly sustainable and impactful online presence. And that's something worth striving for.
It is, because ultimately it's not just about getting more traffic or making more money. It's about making a positive contribution to the online world. And that's something that we can all be proud of.
Absolutely. All right, that's it for this deep dive. We hope you found it helpful. And remember, keep those EAT principles in mind as you continue to build your online presence. It's a journey, not a destination. And the rewards are well worth the effort.
They are. And, you know, we're always here to help guide you along the way. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions or need some support. We're all in this together.
That's right. We're a community. And together, we can make the online world a more trustworthy, informative, and engaging place for everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.
And until next time, keep diving deep.
Keep learning.
Keep growing.
And keep shining your light online.
We'll see you soon.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.